is The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
NFL's going to do something kind of cool. We'll, I think, get to that here in a second. Just an update from the U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler. Xander Schauffele? Maybe. Louis Oosthuizen. Aaron Wise. Those guys are all tied at 5-under. And Aaron Wise, that is a name I can pronounce. He is through 14. Tiger is doing all right. He's at 1-under. He had a tricky hole on the front where he double bogeyed a par 3, but he's hanging in there. He's 1-under with a bunch of other guys tied for 25th. And he's just starting because it's at Pebble Beach, so they're an hour behind us. They're just starting the back nine right now. So you got some cool stuff to watch on TV if you're into golf. At apparently the easiest U.S. Open of all time. So you like that? You like, you know, all these scores under par?
Yeah, I mean, I you prefer the test to be harder.
Well, I'm just used to the U.S. Open
I think
being
the course
a grinded
itself,
out.
The course
I
itself
won
is
plus
difficult.
One.
The course itself is difficult. I'd like to see the good shots get rewarded.
Is it that difficult?
It's
is it really?
It's next to the ocean.
Yeah.
It's scenic.
I don't know.
But you'd
like
have to assume that it's windy.
Okay.
So you'd rather have some dude
it's
that
Pebble
doesn't
Beach.
Hit.
I've seen
you'd
Pebble
rather
Beach.
Have some dude come up short on a shot. It dribble back and be in the same spot as someone that put it middle of the green and the thing rolls off and they end up in the same spot. You like that guy that hit
like
a bad
that.
Shot.
I like
be
that at,
just
the, at the U.S. Open, yes. At the U.S. Open, yes.
Why?
Because that's
you want
the
bad
U.S.
Golf
Open.
Rewarded.
It's just that's the has been at least the history of the U.S. Open. It's always the toughest test. That's why I always thought it was the best tournament. I thought it was the hardest one to win and it was the coolest.
Because of bad scores.
Because of tough courses. This isn't a tough course.
They
dude.
Make the course tough.
Dude, look, how many people are under par right now? We got, well, there's at least 25 guys under par. 25 guys under par. I don't know. There's nothing special to me about Pebble Beach either. I see Pebble Beach all the time. I've seen Pebble Beach a million times. I'll watch. If Tiger's in it, I'll watch. And I understand what you're saying about scoring. It's more interesting to watch guys go on runs. I get it. And the water's pretty.
No, I just want them to be rewarded for good shots.
Did you ever like the U.S. Open in the past?
Not when you see every golfer come off the course pissed off because of the course itself.
So it's your least favorite. It's you don't like the U.S. You haven't liked the U.S. Open in the past.
No, because it's not. You don't get a true winner. The true winner gets is playing well and gets in position.
It's just that
for
to me, this
birdie
is just
opportunities.
This is just like it's just like every other week, though. This is just like a golf course you would just see every week playing.
No, the Open is special because you have you can qualify for it. People that aren't on the tour. This amateur's playing. The best players in the world are playing.
Ah, what do we care? If Tiger's in the running on Sunday, we'll all watch like a bunch of, you know, sheep. And if he's not, we'll try to suffer through whatever Father's Day nightmare our families have set up for us. Father's Day, what do you want to do? Oh, my God. Do I got to make another decision? Seriously? Really? How about I don't make any decisions? How about that for Father's Day? Don't you have to be your own tour guide for Father's Day?
No.
Really? Family comes out with good stuff for you?
No, they don't do much. I'm going to be at a swim meet.
The NFL is, well, at least there's nothing to think about. You just go to the swim meet, right? Are you going to be in a tent?
No, it's inside. It's at the VMAC up in Thornton.
That's how you're spending Father's Day?
Yes.
Is that how you want to spend Father's Day?
I'm okay with it.
NFL's pass interference. Mm-hmm. Do you hear what they're going to do?
Yep. Only in the last 2 minutes of the half.
Yep.
In the game.
Sky Judge.
Automatically reviewed.
Sky Judge, baby.
By one guy.
takes it out of the coach's hands, they're not going to worry about...
I found out about the VAR in soccer is a group of... There's a head replay official with two assistants, and...
They vote?
No. They give input to the referee, who still has final say over the call.
No kidding. That's how they do it.
Despite not seeing video evidence. The referee.
So they're just like, well, this is what we saw, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And you
the
make...
The final say is the referee.
That's kind of interesting. Not in the NFL, baby. You like this or not? And by the way, I read today, they're not going to lump in Hail Marys with this. Hail Marys are...
Oh, there's PI on those
every time.
All day.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it. I don't know why they can't expand it throughout the whole game, because
really?
There might be a bigger missed call that it doesn't even matter what happens at the end of the game because of that missed call that happened earlier in the game.
Baby steps.
I prefer to get the humans to get it correctly on the field. I'm talking blatant PI, like we saw with the Saints Rams.
That's right. That's right. I mean, this is this whole rule. This is why it's existing.
Right, and competition committee did make some tweaks to it, and the NFL is not ready for that yet. So they're just basically going with that one version of it.
Yeah, they're kind of making this up, because it really isn't what went through the competition committee, is it? They're just kind of... Well, they're instituting a sky judge. So if it doesn't get called, it can get reviewed and it can get called.
And the coach doesn't have... Part of the problem was the coaches were worried that it was going to cost them...
A challenge, yeah.
Timeouts or whatever.
Yep.
So you're kind of taking that out of their hands.
Yep. I love
it. It's good. It's a step in the right direction.
Right. Because we're not making the game longer at this point. Things are going to stop anyways on a play that's this is involved.
Right. The clock isn't running.
No.
And
it's not a big deal.
It's a quick review, whether it's worth looking into.
Right.
I mean, how long would it have taken them to review the Saints or the Rams pass interference or head contact?
Five seconds.
Right.
It would have been like that. Quickly. Happened in front of two officials.
The thing is, they wouldn't even be able to review the head contact on the play.
Well, they would have got the pass interference.
Just pass interference.
Yeah. But what do you care? I mean, if you're the team, I mean, I feel bad for the player, but it's a good thing. See, this is a good use of replay and just common sense. Do you like the fact managers never argue with umpires ever? Anymore? In baseball?
The color of the game is a little diminished.
You're never going to have a Ron Luciano, Earl Weaver situation.
Billy Martin,
yep. Lou Piniella.
It kind of takes away something from the game. I always enjoyed that. I love these guys out in a baseball uniform, usually out of shape guys, and arguing with the ump and getting in the face, and it was fun to watch.
If there's any chance
dirt,
Pedro Martinez can grab Don Zimmer by the ears and cattle toss him, I do think we've lost something.
How many times did Don Zimmer roll over? At least four or five rotations.
It was like a gerbil falling downhill. A very round gerbil. A mutated one.
But I kind of miss the verbal, sometimes physical altercations.
I don't miss it at all.
This? You'd rather have this.
Yeah.
The earmuffs motion.
I'd rather get it right. I certainly don't miss Jim Joyce, whatever the author and the umpire was, taking a perfect game away from a player.
He felt bad about it.
They weren't helping him out. I just like it when sports can get better. That's all. I'll tell you what I don't like, though. I don't like somebody sitting home on their couch, you know, ratting out golfers on the course, though. It might sound a little hypocritical, but that drives me nuts. All right, it's 303-713-1043. Game 6 of the NBA Finals can be heard right here on The Fan.
Now back to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Leonard for three. Bang! Raptors lead. Leonard to the rim. Pull-up jumper. Got it! Kawhi Leonard taking over here in game five. Thompson, one fake, one dribble, one shot. Got it! Golden State retakes the lead. Leonard back up Van Fleet. Van Fleet kicks it out. Lowry. Lowry for the win. Won't go. And there'll be a game six in Oakland.
Let's go to my man, Brandon. Hey, Brandon, you're on the fan. What do you think about the NBA Finals?
Hey, you guys, how's it going? Yep. I think it's been a really fun series. It's kind of been nice not having LeBron, I guess, in it. It's so amazing what he did. But what I wanted to ask you guys, do you think with Kevin Durant, even if he stays with the Warriors, not being able to play next year, do you think the Nuggets have a legitimate chance of making a finals run with maybe him being out of the West and not playing at all next year?
It's a good question. Thank you, Brandon. Tom?
How do they match up without KD right now, how the Nuggets are, their current roster?
I guess, yeah.
You think Golden State's a little older, more tired, assuming Klay goes back there?
I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. The Avs and Nuggets will both be in their conference finals, Western Conference finals, both of them. Look how close the Avs really were, Tommy. I mean, seriously, look how close they were. And look how close the Nuggets were as well.
So is it that bold?
No. It's actually kind of...
They were one game away from... Each team was one game away from doing that.
They almost did it. I think the odds are great for both of them. I think it's going to be an awesome run.
I think Cousins is up too, so he might not be back in Golden State either.
Well, I mean, the big question is, could the Nuggets swing like Cousins or Anthony Davis?
We always look at Golden State, though, and... There's going to be, Dallas is going to be better.
Sure.
Phoenix will be better.
Clippers will be better.
Utah's a tough out. LA, the Lakers or Clippers. I mean, everyone's talking about Kawhi going there.
Yep. I think the Nuggets are going to be right there.
But everybody's looking at Golden State as
done.
Well, if Durant's not playing for Golden State next year.
It is funny how people are just considering them done no matter what. Even if they were to go win the championship this year, I think people would still assume that's a wrap.
I don't see how, because that's the team they won with Harrison Barnes. Sean Livingston's probably going to retire after the season. Bogut won't be there. So they'll have some options if KD's not back. Even if they do, I'd be hard-pressed. They want to win as much as they can right now, and paying KD that money, max deal, would limit what they're able to do. Obviously, they don't have to pay Klay as much because he's only in line for the max deal. I'm talking supermax with KD.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the team. That's their original team. Iguodala, Draymond Green, Klay, and Steph. That was their core guys.
Tonight we've got game six here on the Fan. I hope there's a game seven too. Just because game sevens are fun. I wish it was closer last night. It felt like as if the Bruins could have just got that to 2-1, then, you know. But the Blues just pulled ahead. Power of Pam. Did you see Jim from The Office was sitting next to Pam's old boyfriend, Roy, at the game?
No.
It was pretty funny. It's like, sorry you couldn't be here, Jenna. And I got a seat for you. It's a bummer you're not here. Okay, hold on. And Roy comes and sits down next to Jim. And he goes to Roy, he goes, I'm doing this for Jenna. And Roy is like, like he doesn't care, like he's still heartbroken over the breakup. And then Jim puts on Jim face. Pretty funny. Had like 3.5 million views.
She put out a tweet of the video too, quoted and said, hope he doesn't leave you at the game.
good one. Good one. The Heisman Trophy for amateur baseball has been announced within the past half hour. It's called the Golden Spikes Award. It goes to Adley Rutschman from Oregon State, who was the number one overall draft pick in baseball. Be interesting to see the progression of the consensus best player in amateur baseball now that he's been selected by the worst team in baseball, the Orioles. How much do you need to develop, really? Like, what does developing really mean?
said 3 years of college.
He's the best player. He's the best, hands down, unanimous. He's gotten every single player of the year award, and he's the number one overall pick. How much time does he seriously need in the minors?
Sign his contract and get him in Baltimore.
You would do that.
Why not?
Why not?
There's nothing to lose.
Right. And if it really doesn't work out, I mean, if he really is struggling a little bit, no big deal. You can send him back down and, you know, whatever. But why?
There's no pressure on him.
No.
Because it doesn't happen.
Like, how much time did Ohtani spend in the minors? Zero.
How much time did Mike Trout spend?
A little bit.
He did?
A little bit, yeah. Not much, though. We'll see what the Orioles do with him. But he's the best player in America. Who's an amateur? Tiger is one under on the back nine as we leave you here. What score would make you happy for Tiger at the end of the day?
3 under.
That'd be great. Padres, Rockies.
Excited. Machado, let's get a little rivalry going.
It's just, you know, strike him. He's got some flavor. Oh,
yes, he does.
Yes, he does. You rode your bike to work, and you were physically and mentally exhausted. How are you viewing your ride home?
I hope it's downhill. It felt uphill the whole way.
How dedicated are you going to be to riding your bike to work?
Fairly. It did not go well today. I'm out of shape. Kids making fun of my moves.
Which kids are making fun of your moves?
The two that I live with.
Did everybody sleep on watch the game on the bed last night?
No, it was just me and Denise.
The
dogs were there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But your 6'3"
son. Kyle thought, because he's been on the East Coast, he thought the game, he came up, he goes, it started, he goes, that's the end of two periods. He thought it started at 8.
NBA Finals are next, Richie, my man. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.